And it's time for us to check sports. Good morning. And we do have some sports to talk about. We'll start off with the Olympics. And I just love this. I love this woman. I just think she is something else. She is one of the greatest ever to compete in her sports. She just took a terrible beating in social media this past 2 weeks. And she won the bronze medal the other day. And Simone Biles said the following: "It means more than all the golds. It means more than all the gold." Now that is her 7th Olympic medal. And as I said, she got that on Tuesday. She's been having the twisties. That means, like, if you're a golfer, the yips. Well, in this type of athletic, it means you can break a leg, you can do anything else. It's just dangerous. Her quote was, "It means more than all the golds because I pushed through so much in the last 5 years and the last week while I've been here. It was very emotional, and I'm just proud of myself and just all of these girls as well," end quote. She went on to say, quote, "I didn't really care about the outcome. I was just happy that I made the routine and that I got to compete one more time," end quote. I'm sorry. Everybody that put a dumping on her should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed of themselves. How about this in the Olympics? Ukrainian Olympian Sherry Kulish mistakenly shot a competitor's target in a terrible blunder. He was participating in the 50-meter rifle final, hoping to pick up a medal as he did in the 2016 games. He was in fourth place with 30 shots fired when he accidentally fired at another competitor's target. He would drop out of contention after that mishap. He said he had a problem with his jacket, which caused him to get distracted. Imagine that. Wow. And these, you know, people train for this. And so when something like this happens, you know, they train a lifetime to go to the Olympics. And in your one shot, something like that happens. It's tough. You can't say any more than that. It's tough. All right. In basketball, Seth Curry landed his second $200 million contract of his career with the Warriors. Also in basketball, Carmelo Anthony is back, teamed with LeBron James. He signed a one-year contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. And the Brooklyn Nets superstar Kyrie Irving is backtracking. He took some pot shots at Nike, and then he went on to admit that it was kind of unfair taking those pot shots. All right, now let's go to baseball. Let us go to baseball. And let's go to the American League East. First, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Boston Red Sox, the Yankees, and Toronto all really vying for playoff positions. As we all know, the Yankees have had a horrible year, and it got even worse. They lost Montgomery and Cole now for about 10 days because of COVID-19. They were playing with a roster that was full of people right out of the minors, their starting pitcher. They had lost to the Orioles the night before, 7-1. And they came out last night and won 13-1. Now, it's against the Orioles. But now, the Toronto Blue Jays, after suffering their first loss at home in Toronto yesterday, beat the Cleveland Indians 7-2. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The Tigers beat the Red Sox 4-2. And the Mariners beat the Rays 4-2. So what does that all mean? Well, what it means, if you take a look at the standings in the American League East, Tampa Bay has a record of 64-44. Boston has a record of 63-45. The Yankees have a record of 57-49. Toronto has a record of 55-49. Now, the Yankees are 6 games back of Tampa Bay, 5 games back of Boston, and 2 games out of the playoff slot. Toronto is 7 games back of Tampa Bay and 3 games out of the second playoff slot. But the Yankees have 2 games in hand. So it's actually like they're only, you know, it's turned into a very bizarre division. There's some good baseball being played, but there's some bad baseball being played. So we'll have to watch that division to see what goes on. The Red Sox lost their 5th in a row, by the way. Tampa Bay has lost 2 in a row. Now, let's turn our attention to the National League East. That division has tightened up. The Mets have now lost 3 in a row. They're 3-7 in their last 10. Their lead is down to a game and a half over Philadelphia. The Mets are 55-51. Philadelphia 54-53. Atlanta is only 2.5 games back at 53-54. Now, none of these teams, unless the winner of the division, the winner of the division is the only one going to the playoffs, because everybody else is 7, 8, 12 games back of the last playoff position. So that is, once again, a strange division. So once again, the American League East and the National League East are divisions that just look kind of crazy. Just looks kind of crazy. What can you say? All right. Well, I guess that's about it for sports. But quite a sports report, nonetheless.